Thank you. I'd really like to thank everybody for the committee and Christian and Joe and everybody who works with them for doing so much work bringing me here. And I'm amazingly surprised that so many people turned up. Because Judy and I live on Salt Spring Island and we don't have much to do with this, and I'm always surprised that there's people still listening. And if there's any questions, I'd be more than willing to try and answer them. Don't try and intellectually understand what's being said. Look for a feeling. Look for a positive feeling, because all truth will come via a positive feeling. It's something that comes from inside you, and everybody in the world, no matter who you are, you have the same answer inside you. It's deep within your soul. This is why the greats of the universe throughout time have always told you to look within, not outside. The answer is not outside. It's inside you. I see so many people doing such great work, helping children, helping couples, and that really, that's what it's about. The more you give away, the more you receive. You know when they say, to give is to receive, that's what they're talking about. If you give a good feeling away, in turn, you get it back. Other than that, I don't know what to talk about. It always comes out different. We'll just have to wait and see what happens. Years ago, when I first had this experience, I knew deep in my heart, even though I had never studied it, I didn't know anything about it, I knew deep in my heart, without a doubt, that what I'd found would change psychology of the world. And if you change psychology of the world, you change the world. And I realized that it was a world of thought. Because whatever we think is what we feel. Whatever we think is what we see. Whatever we think creates our emotions, our desires. It creates good marriages, bad marriages. It's all thought. Now, people have said to me many, many times that what I'm saying is too simplistic. Well, I can guarantee you, you can't get simple enough. The second you're born, you see reality, and your five senses kick into gear. And with thought and your five senses, this is what guides you through life. But there's a greater secret than that. You step beyond the five senses. And when you learn to step beyond the five senses, then you live a happy, contented life. A life full of love, because love is always the answer. No matter what. Love and understanding together create what you would call a beautiful life. Life is like any other contact sport. You're going to get your knocks. But it's not the knocks that count. It's how you handle them. And the way you handle them, if you handle them with anger, distrust, jealousy, hate, this in return is what you're going to get. But if you handle these knocks with love and understanding, they don't mean much. You just dissipate. And again, you're left with those two beautiful feelings. You can rest assured, going back into the past will never, never, never help you. You know how the Eastern mystic talk about the now? That's what you've got to find, is the now. And the now is whatever is happening in this world minus all your negative thoughts from the past. No matter what experiences you've gone through the past. You see, as a child, you may have gone through a lot of negative emotions, feelings, negative experiences, and they create whatever you are now. They create your behavior, the way you think, the way you see life. Now, if anybody takes you back into that past, all they're doing is reinforcing that. And I tell you right now, that is one of the biggest mistakes that humanity ever made. You have to learn to live in the now. And how do you do that? It's so simple. It's when you realize that the past no longer exists. It only exists in your head via memory. And what is memory? Memory is created from thought. When you see what thought really is, you're free. I guarantee it. That's why I say to them all true psychology is created from three principles: mind, consciousness, and thought. There can never be four, there can never be five, just three, because those mind, consciousness, and thought, I like to know how the Bible, they have the Trinity. That is the Trinity of all psychology: mind, consciousness, and thought. They create the reality you see, the reality you live in. Now, when I say mind, consciousness, and thought, I'm talking about divine mind, universal mind. I'm talking about universal consciousness. I'm talking about universal thought. The gifts that we were giving so that we could see creation. Without these gifts, you would never even know that creation exists. Without thought, you would never know creation exists. Without consciousness, you would never know creation exists. Without mind, you would never know creation exists. Take any one of them away, and you take away the three, because the three are all one with different names. And that's why I'm saying to you now, please ignore everything I'm saying. The words don't mean a tinker's toot. Listen beyond the word, because beyond the word lies the truth that you're looking for. Because beyond the word takes you inside, and inside lies the answer. We all have it. There isn't one human being in the world that knows one single thing more than another. We all know the truth. We are the truth. That's why the saying, I am what I seek. the I am-ness. They're not talking about you, the body, the personal. They're talking about you, the spiritual. The spiritual strength, the spiritual existence that lies inside, that's you. That's where you find your freedom, is by stepping inside. And I can't explain what inside is. I'm trying by words. But go beyond the word. And the only way you'll feel it, the only way you'll find it, is by a positive feeling. If you sit here today and you have a negative feeling, you're not hearing what I'm saying. If you find a positive feeling and it makes you feel good, and you walk out and you say, you know, I don't know a darn thing that guy said, it doesn't matter. The words are immaterial. It's the feeling. And the feeling lies the truth. And the positive feeling. Always go for a positive feeling. And if you feel negative someday, try and realize it's connected to thought. And if you can realize that all your hardships and bad experiences from the past are now only thoughts, you're free. Now, it sounds simple, but that's all it is. Can anybody in here tell me where their past experiences are now a reality? It's not. It's gone. It's a memory. And that creates your character. And this is where... Now, I'm not putting down psychology, because I know thousands of psychologists and therapists. And to me, the greatest percent of them are really, really nice people. They want to help humanity. But they go to school and they're told to take people back in the past. The old Freudian thing. And this is wrong. They're misled. And it's not the teacher's fault, because the teacher was taught that. And their teacher was taught that. And their teacher was taught that. Now I'm telling you, forget it. And all you have to do is realize the power of thought, the power of consciousness, the power of mind. You see, these are three gifts that we were given. Universal mind, you could call it the source of all things. You could call it God. You could call it Buddha. You could call it Allah. Again, they're words. Go beyond the word. And what God really is the universal consciousness of all things. God is the essence of all things. Nowadays, the scientists are starting to realize that all matter is created from the same essence. And that's what I'm saying to you right now. It's all created from the same source, the same essence, the same invisible, non-touchable essence. God is that essence. What you're looking for is a realization. And a realization is something that you've never thought of before. And you go, oh! And it comes like an insight. And it comes like a thought. And you think it's an ordinary thought, but it's not. Because a realization doesn't come from anything you've ever learned in your life.
It comes from inside.
You see, life, what I realized was life is a divine dream suspended within the boundaries of time and space. That's what life is as we know it. You go beyond that. You go beyond time and space. And the only way you can do it, again, is by going inside. Go beyond, go before the contamination of thought. Now, it's the most natural thing in the world to have contaminated thoughts. The second you are born, your five senses kick into motion. You hear, see, smell, taste, etc. That's your five senses. That's what's going to guide you through life. That's what makes you see and feel and reality. But it's all governed by thought. If I touch you, and you feel that touch, whatever your thought says, that's what you will feel. If you see life, you see a flower, you see that flower, it's governed by your thoughts, what you think. And there's a personal thoughts, there's divine thoughts. Now, they're not two thoughts, two different kinds of thoughts. They're the same power called thought being used two different ways, because you and I were given the gift, the freedom of thought, a free will to think as we wish. You use your free will, you use yours, you use yours. We all use a free thought. That's why people meditate. People meditate to quieten their mind down. We all know that. To quieten their personal thought system. The more they can quieten their personal thought system, the more they get into clarity and purity of divine thought. Everybody in this room, everybody in this world, totally everybody in this world, they're always thinking. We're thinking creatures. Right now, I can guarantee everybody in this room is not really listening to what I'm saying. They're listening to what I'm saying, plus they've got their own thoughts going. Your own thoughts that are going are stopping you from hearing what I'm saying. And it's very natural. But hopefully, you stop thinking, just for a little bit. See, there's different states of meditation. A lot of people think if you're in a state of meditation, there's only that one plateau. And that's not true. There's many plateaus of meditation, many depths. And each plateau, each depth, creates a different reality. If you've been walking on the road or gone somewhere or sitting, and all of a sudden you feel really, really good. You don't know why. Just all of a sudden you feel so good, you can't believe this is life. And you think, wow, if life could only be like this. That's because for even a microscopic second, you've dropped the personal thoughts of this reality, and you've touched divine thought, and you feel good. And that's what I'm saying. It's always in a feeling. It's a positive feeling. When somebody speaks truth, I don't care who it is, talking beyond the intellect. And it's not clever. It's extraordinarily simple. As a matter of fact, the deeper your intellect, sometimes, mostly, that's your problem. Try and be simple. Try and see life simple. Try and think simple. And you'll be very, very surprised what that does to you as a human being. See, we can't be conscious without thought. You can't think without the power of thought. Your mind can't function without thought. We live in thought all the time. We're thinking creatures. I'm going to keep saying that. We have no other choice. Thought is the missing link between happiness and sadness. Thought is the missing link between anger and love. Thought is the missing link that all humanity have been looking for since the day one. Simple thought. Thought holds the secret to all the problems that society have. Misguided thoughts separate one race from another. Thought creates all social problems. Thought is the most important thing in the world. And if you can see that, the next time you see, all the problems, all the trials and tribulations that you went through as a child, I'm going back to that again, are carried through time and they create your character. And you go to a therapist and they say, let's take you back into the past and we'll try and find out why you're all mixed up. You know why you're mixed up. You don't have to be told. But they take you back. And it happened, they go through the hellish emotions, and all they do is make things worse. Now there's doctors in this world now, throughout the entire world, are starting to realize that thought is a catalyst that carries all emotions and all experiences from childhood to death. And once you see that, once you see that it's all carried from thought, it's not a reality, it's thought. The way I was brought into this world, the way I was brought up, the way I was handled, didn't have an education, I didn't have this, didn't have a chance. They created me. They created an angry, a hostile, jealous, a person who got quite emotional. That was the catalyst that created me. But once I saw it, it was all thought. It was gone. I was a different human being. And that goes from everybody in the world. Thought is the secret. Thought is the missing link that everybody is looking for. And people say, well, it's not thought that there's these ghettos and there's all these killings. It's not thought. They are created from the thoughts of these poor souls that are locked in and this is what's happening to them. That's what creates it. That's where hell is created from. See, there's no such a place as hell. That's medieval thinking. Hell is when you're going suffering now. And you suffer and you go through hell simply because of your thoughts. Now you know as well as me, all these wars and the killings and the gangs and the robberies and the cheatings and the everything that's going on in the world today, the craziness, the madness, that's what you call hell. That is hell. And those people go through this emotions, this hellish, horrible existence via their thoughts. Clear the thought, you clear these emotions. You clear the streets of all the problems. You clear the world of killings, wars. They're all created from thought. Because greed, ambition, is all created from thought. On the other hand, you get a very loving person, very caring person, which is, there's a lot of people in this hall today are like that. They're very loving, caring human beings. And that is created from their thoughts.